Welcome to the Kingdom World Changers Podcast, finding and presenting the most innovative ideas to share the word and change the world. Here's the host of the show and founder of Potter's House Ministries Romania, Jeremy G. Woods.
Hi, and welcome to the Kingdom World Changers Podcast. I'm Jeremy Woods, and I'm here today with Joseph and Caroline. Joseph began his outreach ministry in Christian television while ministering in jails and treatment centers in 2000, and later founded the nonprofit Development for Change, housing program for men in 2013, and later started the BWGR Gospel Radio. Welcome to the show, and this is our first episode. Thank you for being our first guest.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
And what's your Christian testimony?
My personal testimony for myself is, I grew up in, I'm from Indiana, and I grew up in a small church community area. We were a large family. And later on in life, I kind of walked away from the Christian faith, got involved as a young guy out on the streets doing things, like a lot of us make mistakes and do. One night I was confronted with a street gang, nearly beaten to death, losing my life. I had a spiritual experience. I never knew why God intervened in that situation. And I had an encounter with God. He, gave me another chance to live again. And but not immediately. I didn't come right back to Christ. Some life lessons there. And I later came to Christ out of need, desperate need for life change, which is something since that point that I had never felt that void again after having that real encounter with God. And ever since that point, I came back to Christ, and my life began to turn around, through the process of time and being faithful and diligent as a young man, about 28 years old at that point. And since then, I had learned to get filled with the Spirit of Christ and preaching the gospel in Minneapolis, learning through mentors and things like that, and just kept pursuing and going after it, seeing the preachers preaching in prisons. And then I copied what they were doing. I went into treatment centers, and that's how the ball started rolling for me. And later on, I met my wife working in a hospital. I was still doing my ministry part-time and working in a local hospital here in the Twin Cities. And this is Caroline, that's how we met. She was my boss at the time, and later we started a nonprofit before we got married. And we started a nonprofit helping young men to change their lives, and later that grew after we had grew to the as much as we could in a small home. Then we decided to go on to come off of that mission field a little bit and see where God was going to take us, and we started the radio station we have now, the BWGR Gospel Radio Station. Mm-hmm. So that's what that's how we ended up here at this time.
Mm-hmm, yes.
So that's quite a journey.
Quite a journey. It's been a journey.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Bible verse?
My favorite Bible verse, the most fulfilling for me, is John 3:16. I know that people just quote it all the time, but there is more depth in there than we really realize. And as I learned to receive more of God and understanding of His Word and revelation of Himself, I found that's my most favorite verse. I don't know about you. What's your verse?
Boy.
You're a Romans person.
I love Romans, and but my favorite is Psalms 91. That's just my favorite chapter. It has helped me throughout a lot of my life. And just knowing he's always there. He never leaves and never forsakes us. And throughout whatever we're going through. And that's really been important for me. Helped me out.
So what size is your organization and how long has it been running?
We started in 2013. We've been about 7 years there, but we have made some changes, you know, from going from housing program, and we will do some more things in housing later. But it's myself and a few other partners that we have. We have various programs that come on the radio station. And looking to always build that up, build that more, and keep our door open to people that want to be involved in Christian radio or ministry, do life, do coaching, for media coaching, things like that, for people that want to learn that. We have some things on the website where people can find that out, on some of the things that we offer there. You know, but we're small. We're a smaller organization. And, you know, that's pretty much where we are.
What issues have you seen that need to be met that you have met through your nonprofit?
Well, some of the problems that I have encountered, experienced, is more of a lack of diversity, and there is some disparity that comes with that when you look at some of the things that we've done in recovery, things like that, lesser, lower education. Some people just come from broken homes or dysfunctional settings, you know, and so I guess that's one of the reasons why I felt strong. I felt strong about doing something in media, like a radio station. Early on, while I was doing that outreach ministry in my younger ministry life, I was also involved in television. That's one of the ways that we were able to get our word out and people learn more about us was through media, television, local television ministries. And so so I've always had that background, and I'm just grateful that God was able to use it. And you know, I'm just really really satisfied with the journey that we've been on.
And why did you start your nonprofit?
The nonprofit, there were several reasons for that. One is a legal position of being able to receive funding, things like that. Being able to do certain things and having a voice in your city or in your community or anywhere in the country that that you feel the need. So that was really, really one of the main reasons we did that.
What problems have you come across getting the nonprofit started or while running it? And what have you overcome those problems?
Oh boy. You got something on that? Well, some of the problems, some of the issues that I know that I have personally experienced being leading the program. At some point, we did have board members and things like that, but that was precisely for social services and you know, things of that nature. There's always been a racial divide in certain areas, especially in business area, when you're dealing with a lot of those things. And then as a minister coming across those racial divides, because that's your call. You're not called to a certain group of people, you're just called to God's people everywhere. And those are some of the concerns and some of the things that we have been addressing since our beginning. You know, and we always will, trying to bring people together. Our station has a diversity mix of gospel artists. Mm-hmm. Our ministers are from everywhere in the world, and we're trying to reach out in that impactful way.
That's what I feel too. Seeing just the cultural divide, and you know, we do have racism. Yes, we do, and that's been difficult at times, but
you know, as long as you're trying to help people heal in
exactly.
that process, because it takes a healing. You know, I said to preach to the brokenhearted. There are many areas mm-hmm. of that. Apostle Peter also had a revelation. God gave him a revelation to go and preach outside of the Jewish nation of people.
Yeah.
And he said, I perceive that God is not a respecter of persons.
Yeah.
And so that should be an eye-opening, an eye-awakening for us. And we'll learn that after that moment that Peter had out of obedience, his ministry completely changed to a greater impact.
Yes.
From that point on in the 10th chapter of the book of Acts.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been an awesome thing to know that you're doing something. I didn't always know that, but once I learned that through the scriptures, that was a huge dynamic change in my life as well. Mm-hmm. When I began to know that I was doing the right thing by the word of God, just being led that way without even knowing it first. And then God said, open your eyes. This is what you've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go further, keep going, so.
What specific needs does your organization currently have that our listeners can help you with?
Yes, well, this is where we are right now. As I said, we're about 3 years old. We do have some expenses. We do have some overhead. We did start this out of our own mm-hmm. Finances. We planned for that and wanted to do that. And but we're growing and needing to keep up with the needs for reaching people through social media pages, websites, traveling, going places to minister the gospel, partnering with other ministries, mm-hmm. All of those things. So we do have a website, and we have a donation button there, that's probably our best way of doing that. And we'll have some more things on the on our Facebook page, My People. On Facebook, BWGR Radio, you can search that and find that, and there'll be donation buttons there, and a lot of information about what we're doing. And
you have a PayPal as well?
Yes, we have a PayPal, and we'll have that on the Facebook page. That's on the website, and people can donate right there. And I appreciate the people that have been donating and helping us cover the cost of software, programming, equipment, you know, all those things that are needed.
Do you have anything else you want to add?
I would say, on my part, Jesus said we laborers are few. And I'll just leave it at that we do have a need for more programmers, announcers to be involved in Christian radio, if you're Christian television or podcasting, all those things. We want to be able to have opportunities for other people to come in and help to spread the gospel message. We need many, many people. Every station we need many people to accomplish what needs to be done. And we're our doors are open for people that want to partner or work with us in some capacity and maybe help their ministry in the same strength. And that's where we are. We're here to preach the gospel, you know, and share the hope, you know, every day.
Thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Yes, we thank you very much for the opportunity. Yeah, for the opportunity to be able to come into your show and share what we're doing and what we have for the kingdom of God.
Thank you for listening to the Kingdom World Changers podcast, a part of Potter's House Ministries, Romania. Please consider supporting our mission work in Romania. You can visit www.pottershouseministries.org for more information.